הלישור, חלק בייס, תו מם בייס. ועד חמישי, פירוט עניין ועד הלישור. The fifth ועד is an elaboration on the concepts introduced in the first ועד. הננו מיצאים שלישה תרגומים שונים על התשובה. We found three different translations for תשובה, ואלו הם. The first one, פסוק in הישר, פרק י' פסוק בייס, we read this on Shabbos שובה. The pasuk says, "Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Eloikecha," literally, "Return Yisrael to Hashem your God." And the translation there, "Tuv Yisrael dachalta deloikach," return Yisrael to Yiras Elokim. That Aramaic phrase "dachalta deloikach" is usually used for the term Yiras Elokim. Then the next pasuk, Yishea Yudaled, pasuk Gimel, "Kechu imachem devarim veshuva el Hashem," literally, "Take with you words and return to Hashem." The Targum there says, "Krivu imachoin pizgamin deisvada'a," bring with you words of confession, of vidui, acknowledgement, "Vesuvu lepolchana Hashem," and return to the avidas Hashem. Polchana means avida. And then the pasuk in Yishayahu, Perk Aleph, pasuk Tzayin, "Rechatzu, hizaku, hasiru roa ma'al eleichem mineged einechem chadlu harea." Literally, rachatzu hizaku means wash, cleanse yourselves, remove the evil of your deeds from in front of you, and desist from doing evil. And there the translation is tuvu le'oiraison, the words rachatzu hizaku, return to the Torah. The author says, batira kedesha kol baru umfeirat, in Torah everything is clear, it's detailed. Mitzvois goelemois bilte meforatois kiblu rak agoyim. Here the author is alluding to what we spoke about before. It's a midrash. This expression comes from the midrash. Mitzvois goelemois, raw mitzvois, meaning they're general, they're broad and ambiguous. Those are given to the goyim. The mitzvois of the goyim are not detailed. They're very broad. In the Torah, in contrast, everything is supposed to be detailed. Teshuva el Hashem, we speak about teshuva, ze eino mevoirar dayoy. It's not sufficiently clear. Ki eich adam miskarev mamash el Hashem izbarach. How does one draw near, mamash, to Hashem? Lachein mevarer hatargum zeis bishlosha ufanim. Therefore, this Aramaic translation clarifies this concept of teshuva in three ways. Hashav el hatira hu shav el Hashem. This tuvu le'iraisa, one who returns to the Torah, is a form of return. Kerei kutshavichu ve'iraisa chadu, as Chazal said, Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are really one, and Mimele, one who returns to the Torah, returns to Hashem. Hashav el ha'avoida, that was the pulchan of Hashem. One returns to the avoida, hu shav el Hashem. It's also a return to Hashem. Ki avdus ve'adnus en me'ashar mitztareif. Being an eved Hashem and accepting him as an adoin, to whom one serves, avdaz avoida, is combined, associated. Mi sheyesh lo adoin, unhiye lo eved v'mispatei lefanav. A person with an adoin is mevatel his agenda before him, v'gam zehi kirva el Hashem. This is also closeness to Hashem. And then Hashavel Hayira, that's the Dachalta de Lekoch, who makir es gadlus ha'ibore v'nichna lefanav. Yira is to recognize the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and submission before him, v'gam zehi teshuva el Hashem. This too is a teshuva. Uneayen na bishlasha ofonim elu. We're going to elaborate on all three. Paragraph Aleph, Rechatzu hizaku. The pasuk in Yishayahu Perek Aleph, wash, cleanse yourselves. And the translation is tuvu le'oraisa, written to the Torah. Esek hatira reichetzes adam mikol tum'a v'chel'a. Involvement in Torah washes and cleanses a person from every defilement and filth. Gam bishloishes midos shel rachamim. In Parshas Kisisa, when we have the 13, the Yud Gimel midos rachamim, metargem oin kolois v'nakei lo yenakei. That phrase in the Yud Gimel Midois, v'nakei lo yenakei, again the connotation of cleanliness, he translates v'shavak lid seivin lo yirais. Hashem forgives those who return to the Torah. V'lo yishavak lid lo yitayvin lo yirais. It does not forgive those who do not return to the Torah. Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu menakei avoinois ele de'atira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleanses avoinois. Again, the literal meaning of nakei is to cleanse. So he's menakei avoinois. He cleanses one's transgressions through the Torah. Velachen mi sheshav al haTorah hu menakei oisei. One who returns to the Torah, Hashem cleanses him. Haloi, as the Gemara says in Bava Basa Daf Tzayin, bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu yetzer hara. He created that. Bara lo Torah tavlin. Haderech hayechida letikun yetzer hara hi haTorah. That's the one certain path of improving, perfecting yetzer hara is a Torah. Bazeinenu magiim lichlal gadol b'teshuva. We come to a great fundamental idea in teshuva. כאשר אדם מעביר על פניו כל העבירות שעובר. When a person scans all the averis that he did. Yes, ma oilelu averis aile. When a person reflects as to what these averis have done to him, the yeda berois, he should know clearly. Ilu haya esek Torah mechuzak etzlo heitev beli kol rifyoin lo haya choite. Had his involvement in Torah been strong, without weakness, solid, he would not have sinned. Lachin alav livdoik, what he has to do is to check. Eizu bechina beesek Torah nechlesha etzlo vegarma lo lachatoi. He has to ascertain what aspect of involvement in Torah was weak within him and caused him to slip. נחלק את עסק התורה לחמישה חלקים. The author does here what we've done elsewhere, which is to divide involvement in Torah into five broad parts. לימוד בעיון הגמרא. That's one part, learning בעיון. וגם ללמוד לשם בקיאוס בשס, learning בקיאוס, to have broad knowledge. ללמוד הלכויס ומוסר, to learn הלכה, to learn מוסר. ונכניס לזה גם התפילה. And we also add התפילה. כי מי שעדיין אין לו טעם בתפילה, עליו ללמוד הסידור בספילה. A person who still doesn't have time in tefillah has to learn the sidur through tefillah. And here, a bit of a digression. We said this already in the first volume. הרי הסידור הוא הספר הראשון שחיברו חז"ל. The sidur is ancient. ואנשי הכנסת הגדולה קבעו נוסח התפילות 1,000 שנה לפני שרב אשי ורבין הסידור את הש"ס הבבלי. The אנשי הכנסת הגדולה arranged the tefillot, much of the sidur, not all of it, but much of it, and the basic formulation 1,000 years, a millennium, before the Shas was arranged and edited and compiled. Im al havanas haMishnah amelu haAmoraim kol kach. If the Amoraim toiled on the understanding of the Mishnah so much, magam tzerich la'amol al havanas haTefillah. All the more so when he has to toil on the understanding of Tefillah shechubra kol kach harbe yosem gdam, that was compiled, composed so much earlier. In fact, in the first volume, the author makes the statement that the Siddur is the most difficult sefer that we have in our literature. Mai shelemus mispareish lanu be'ofen ma'asi. A practical appreciation for shlemus is as follows. She'im oiver al adam yom echad, she'boi mechuzakos kol chameshes ha'bechinos anad b'rifyon. If a person goes through one day where the above five aspects are strong, without any weakness, אם יסתכל אחורייניס על יום זה, if he looks back at that day, יווכח שהיום עבר עליו בליחת. He'll see that the day has passed without slipping, without mistakes. And then a bit of an elaboration. לימוד בעיון אינו מצטמצם בזמן שהגמרא פסוחה לפניו. A point we made at length before. Learning בעיון is not limited to the time of the Seder, when the Sefer is open in front of him. הוא חושב על הסוגיה בשבתוי בביסוי ובלכתוי בדרך. The person contemplates the sugya, thinks about it when he's at home, when he's traveling. B'shachvo uvkumoy mamash. These are, of course, words from the Shema. Achein lazet zech lehargil asabach shema. This requires exercising and training one's mind. V'alzek v'dibarnu bebareches atira uvefekei machshava. We spoke about this at great length in the essays of Delta Torah and machshava. Then, as far as halacha. לימוד הלכה אינו יכול להצטמצם באורח חיים. לימוד הלכה cannot limit itself, cannot be limited for the rest of one's life to אורח חיים. בחושן משפט צריך להיות בקי ולדקדק בו למעשה, לא יפחוס מאשר באורח חיים. חושן משפט has to be known just as well as אורח חיים, ובפרט השיחה בחנוסי ובעל המלאכה במלאכתוי. And certainly for those engaged in business. כי הרי לא רק במי שתרסו ומנוסי הדברים אמורים. We're not speaking only to those whose sole occupation is learning. ויתכן כי כל חטא נעוץ ברפיון באחד מ-15 דברים הנ"ל. It's possible that one could classify חטאים as belonging to errors that are made specifically in one of these five areas. They're related to them. ייתכן, this is a suggestion, possibly, כי חטאי תאווה נעוצים ברפיון בלימוד עיון וקיוס. Could be that sins of ta'ava are rooted in weakness in limud iyun v'kiyus. It's not quite clear why the author assigns these chata'im to these particular weaknesses in learning, but that's what he suggests. Could be the ta'ava is davka related to a weakness in limud. Chata'im begezel v'chadayimeh, all sorts of chata'im in gezel, v'chesrei nedeya b'choshen mishpat. So there's more to do with halacha. Lack of knowledge. Chata'im b'mitzvois asei, Berifion limud oyre chayim. That's related to the weakness in learning oyre chayim. Midois ra'ois. Ba'ois al tikunan rak belimud musar. So to correct midois ra'ois, that has to be related to a weakness in limud musar. And choyse munah vitachoin. Failures and shortcomings in munah vitachoin. Mekoiroi berifion batefila. That's the source of that is weakness in tefila. Al yisinen adam yese midah ala verisav ra'ois. Basically, should not bemoan too much his numerous transgressions. He should bemoan very much his weakness in involvement in Torah. That's where he can correct things and should correct things to the extent of his ability. Tuvu le'oiraisa, as the Targum translates, return to the Torah. Uvaze HaKadosh Baruch Hu yenakeo yisim echatav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cleanse him of his chataim. Yom HaKippurim Hu yom matan ha'luchos ha'shniim. It's the day when the second luchos were given, Yom Kippur. Shebo yinitz chadesh, where there's a completely new dispensation. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu sheichen itam v'seoch tum asam in parashas acharei mois. We spoke about this at great length before. It's a different grade of Torah, different level of Torah, new dispensation, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now dwelling with Bnei Yisrael in the midst of their tum'ah. בלוחוס הראשון נסבטל יצר. When they received the first לוחוס, when they stood at Har Sinai, the Yitzhara was negated, ולא יזקוקים לזה. This wasn't necessary there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should dwell among the tum'ah. בלוחוס השניים נסגלה בתורה עניין ברוס אלו תורת אבלין. In the second לוחוס, what we find, what's revealed in the Torah is this concept of the Torah is a tavlin to the Yetzirah. Lachen tuvul oiraisa. Therefore, return to the Torah. Paragraph base. Kechu imachem devarim yeshuv el Hashem. The pasuk in Hoshea. Take words with you and return to Hashem. Tuvul lepol chanad Hashem. Return to avoidas Hashem. Beinyan ha'avoida yeshnam shnei kivunim. There are two directions when it comes to avoida. Al echad kvar herachnu ba'alei yeshuv chelek yeshoin amud reish lamed zayin. One direction discussed in the first volume on page Reish Lamed Zayin, ki inyan ha'avoida lishmor al kirvasenu l'kadosh baruch hu. There we explain that the concept of avoida is to preserve, to guard our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki ha'kirva teluya ba'avoida. Closeness depends on avoida. When we say in the Amidah, ve'koreveinu malkenu la'avoida secha, literally, bring us near a king to your avoida, to your worship, to your service, anu mispalelim, that's what we say in the tefillah, anu mispalelim. So you see over here, kirva related to avoida. Furthermore, va'avi eschem elai, the pasuk in Yisroi, when Hashem says, I brought you to me, metargem on close, v'karevis yeschon lepolchoni, I brought you near to my avoida. Kirva kshura b'avoida, we see over this idea, bringing near to Hashem, coming near, is related to avoida. That's the first direction, we spoke about this in Aleisho, first volume. Hakivun hasheni huzeh, the second direction, avoida is this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze liskadesh davka b'olam ha'gashmi hazeh uv'adam ba'al guf chomri. This is also a point we made many times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to specifically be sanctified in a physical universe and through a physical being, a human being. Rov ha'avoda b'mitzvois mechuvan al haguf. The majority of avoda in mitzvois is directed to the body. Lekadshoi letaharei ul ha'aloisoi, to sanctify the body, to purify it, to elevate it. Haguf tzarech lisrashem birshamim bal yimachu shel kedusha. The body needs to be impressed with unerasable impressions of kedusha. Ve'en ze me'adavarim akalim, needless to say, this is not easy. Emunah she'esa brura lelev ve'lenefesh hayom. We found that emunah that was clear to us, it was clear in the heart, in the mind today, machahu shichcha, tomorrow it's forgotten. Ve'tzarech lechadesh es harishamim yom yom. Therefore, one has to renew the impression day in and day out. So that after many, many years of avodah, these impressions become permanent. They're etched into the person and they are then permanent. We spoke about this before. Rabbi Rucham referred to this as the avodah of tracing with a pen. We spoke about this idea that you have a drawing that a child couldn't draw, but it's faintly there, the faint lines are there, and the avoda is to then trace over it and make it thicker and thicker and thicker. That's what Rabbi Rucham called it. Pam achar pam, one time after time. Bazen imdedes hatzlachas avoda. That's how one measures success in avoda. Ad kama shimatzlicha likbo reishim kayam baguf, the extent to which it makes a permanent impression on the body. Kechu imachem devarim, the Pasuk says, take with you words, bitfila uvidui, there we translated as pisgamidi isvada'a, words of vidui. Veshuvu la'avidas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu einu zakuk lisviloseinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not need a tefilois, ve'im titzdak ma titenu, that's the Pasuk in Yoiv. Our righteousness doesn't affect him. It's not as if we're giving him something that he needs. Anachnu zekukim lisvila ul vidui. We need tefila in vidui. Shiasu reshim alibeinu akashuach, that they should make some impression on our stone hearts. Ve'yachtemu kol evarenu b'chvisam ha'avdus b'yoshim mechazakim. And seal our, place a seal on our limbs with strong impressions. Ve'zei ha'avida shelanu. That's ha'avida. It's quite possible. It's easy to fulfill mitzvahs, to be involved in Torah, without actually entering the realm of Avodah. As a mitzvahs miskaymois, yes, the person does the mitzvahs. It doesn't leave behind any impression in the heart, in the limbs. Oyiskim b'Torah, aval ha'adam nishar oyisei adam shehaya, ve'lo nishtana b'muma b'midesa v'chol hanagasei. As tragic as it is, this is quite possible. Once involved in Torah, the mensch remains the same mensch. The same person he was, he does not change a whit. Not in midos, not in conduct. He remains exactly the same, even though he knows a lot more Torah. Avodahi simas lev. Avodah consists of paying attention, being aware of this. Lifoil reshamim chazakim v'kayamim balev uv'chol haguf. To make sure that strong and permanent impressions are made on the heart and the body. That's the Avida. Zehu malach yose amoik v'yose nimratz bekiyum Torah mitzvahs. This is obviously a process deeper, more intensive in fulfillment of Torah and mitzvahs, which one doesn't see too much around us. Legeder ze shel kiyum Torah mitzvahs elenu la'aseh teshuva. We have to return to this aspect of kiyum Torah mitzvahs. That's the teshuva. The pasuk in Yechezkel perek yudches, v'hashivu v'chiyu, return and live. Once again, you see here, Vashivu is translated as return to Ma'avida and then live. Paragraph Gimel. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. That's the source for the name that we have, Shabbos Shuva. Pasuk in Yeshia, return Yisrael to Hashem, Tuv ledachalta ad Hashem, return to Yiras Hashem. Hateshuva ad Hashem ve'ad bichlal, return to Hashem, and here meaning up to and including. A return to Yira. A person who merits, who manages to ignite within himself true Yira, Teshuvah magas ad Kiseh HaKavod. This Teshuvah reaches all the way to Kiseh HaKavod, a Gemara in Yoma, Daf Pei Vav. Hapnim shebapnim b'Avodas Hashem. The innermost of Avodas Hashem, the most, the deepest form of Avodas Hashem, Hiya Yira. V'Avodah kashay le'agia eleh. It is very difficult to reach it. It's only regarding Yir'ah that we have this injunction we find in Parshas Vayeshanan to learn Yir'ah all one's life. Shekol achayim, so that one's entire life, ad yoymeinu achroin, to one's last day, alenu lilmoid liyir'ah, to learn Yir'ah. But kama sheyirah b'fual hagamur, the more the Yir'ah is expressed, it is actualized, tfei me'ali, the better. Kol ha'ma'amad ha'nirah shel matan tirah. The entire awesome event of Matan Torah, Haya Levanti Yir Asi Al Peneichem Levilti Techetal, Parshas Yisroi. That's what Bnei Yisrael are told. The whole thing was so that Yiz Yir'ah should be upon your faces, so that you do not sin. Shayir'ah Tachdor Lechol Aguf. The Yir'ah should penetrate one's body ad Shetiye Nikeres Al Panim, so that it is seen on one's face. B'matzav Kaze Shayir'ah Befol Agamo. In this situation where Yir'ah is totally actualized, the person then does not sin. Ve'avdi kolev, eikev ha'yisaruach achayis imoi. Hashem speaks about the meraglim in Parshas Shelach. So kolev, since there was a different spirit in him to the other meraglim, vaymalei acharai. Now this is a difficult phrase. Vaymalei acharai. So Onklos translates, ve'ashlim bosa dachalti. He was shalem in Yir'ah. They were all like that at the outset. The Yira was not complete. That point where there was a shortcoming in Yira Nitan makom litois velachatoy. That's the room where there was room to err, to sin. Kolev yishlim yirasa. He completed that velachin omad b'nisayin. Therefore, he withstood the nisayin. Teshuvah liyirah. When we speak about teshuvah towards yirah, he teshuvah lelimud hayirah. It's teshuvah towards the learning of yirah. Bo ur'eh. Come and see. This is an insight. Mikol halimudim b'tirah. Of all types of learning. Mistakel hayetzer b'miyuchad lelimud yirah. The yetzer especially tries to undermine the learning of yirah. Kol minei tatzdekei mechapes adam le'atzmoy. People seek all sorts of excuses, of rationalizations. It's not necessary, it's not needed. It's not, one doesn't have to do it. That's the general excuse. There's a Seder, and as one learns Gemara, well, maybe automatically that will also increase one's Yirah. In brackets, what we've said many times before, that's, we said before, it's one of the fundamental rules of Avodah. There's no such thing as automatically. If a person is not involved in something, he will not have it. He will not reach that level. We find all sorts of excuses. Even those who know the imperative of learning Yirah, those who know it, find all sorts of excuses to slip away from this type of limud. It's specific, all sorts of preoccupations and things that interrupt this limud, davka. The Yetzer knows where he's going to weaken the person the most. So therefore it attacks specifically in this point of limud ha'ir'ah. Like the Ramban wrote in his letter to his son from Yerushalayim, of course, in a different context, Kol HaMekudash Yeser, Charav Yeser, or Charev Yeser. The Ramban was pointing to the point that the holier the place, or the holier the structure, the more it was desolate. As he toured through Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, the more holy the place, the more desolate it was. And we're using it in our context. The closer it is to Yirah, the more the Yetzirah tries to interfere. Tuv ledachalta Hashem, to return to Yiras Hashem. Lehashlamas inyan yir'eh atam beru inyanam shashvashas teshuvois berabin yinah. So just to conclude the matter, we want to look at these three types of teshuvah or aspects berabin yinah. He says in Shari Teshuvah Gimel Kuf Memches. We've cited this a number of times already. Ki hadavar yadua, it's well known, Hashem yidarkei kiddush Hashem yizbarach, the ways of kiddush Hashem is lehoidea bechol mivta sefasayim, to make known through every word that a person says, v'chol hashivir mezun einayim, and through every winking that one does, v'chol hanagav foledayim, in every type of conduct we do, in every gesture, to make known, to project, ki yesoy lenefesh ha'adam, that the foundation of the soul of man, v'tzvi edioyen, and the beauty of his destiny, and all that is good, all that is precious, all that is valuable, is Avodas Hashem and Yira'ah in Torah, because this is what man is. Rabbeinu Yoina Moineh kan shesh ma'alos, enumerates six levels. Ulfi ha'seder hu miyaches shtei ma'alos lechol echad mishlosh ha'ikarim. And if you look at the order, he associates two levels with each one of the three ikarim. The Chachua said, the author now elaborates. Ha'avoida yesoy lenefesh adam v'tzvi edyoy. Avoida is the foundation of the person's soul and the beauty of his destiny. He yesoy lenefesh. Why is it yesoy lenefesh? Ki adam netzah kedeh la'avoid. Man was created to toil, to work, to accomplish. Ve'afilu began Eden husam le'ovdah u'le'shimrah. Even in Gan Eden there was some purpose that involved accomplishing. The Adam la'amal yulad, the pasuk, the famous pasuk in Yoiv Perkei, Adam la'amal yulad, the person was born to toil. V'chashel lechachon etzah, seeing that this is what is designed to do. Hut amanav sholet achlis zayis, therefore his soul is adjusted for this purpose. Shebli avodas Hashem lo timtza hanefesh margoya v'hashlama. Without avodas Hashem, the soul just doesn't find tranquility and completion. Hanefesh re'eva l'avodah. The soul thirsts for avodah, kamo she'aguf re'ev l'alechem, just like the body is hungry for bread. V'chashe adam ni'e eved be'emes, when a person becomes a true eved, magi'a hanefesh l'ashlamasa. The nefesh reaches its completion, u'mizgalei kol ha'yoyfi sheba, that's the tzvi. All the beauty in the nefesh is revealed. ha'avodah hi gam tzvi yadei shel adam. So avodah is not just the foundation, it's also the beauty of the person. What's revealed is this majesty of the soul. Then, ha'yir'ah yatoiv v'ayikar sheba'adam. We're going through them. Tzvi yadei yatoiv v'ayikar to'eles v'ayikar. So yir'ah is also the good and the essence of the person. Ha'munach toiv meva'er ha'ramban b'vereshis. This concept of toiv, normally translated as good, the Ramban in commentary to Bereshis explains that it's ra'uy lekiyum. It means that Hashem wanted it to endure. It wasn't temporary. Hashem saw fit that this should continue. Asher al zeh ne'emar vayara Elokim ki toiv. The Ramban commenting on that. Otherwise, it's a very cryptic phrase. Hashem saw that it's good. So the Ramban explains good, fitting to endure. Ha'adam ra'uy lekiyum b'mina sheyirei Hashem. A person is deserving of enduring, of living, he deserves to continue to the extent is Yirei Hashem. Harei, the pasuk in Tehillim Yutes, Yiras Hashem Tehira Oimedes Lo'ad. Yiras Hashem is eternal. He Hamidah Hanisens Ladam Yetzivus Vechizuk Bamadoy. The Midah of Yirah is what gives a person stability, solidity. Velachin Hirai HaToiv Shebadam. That's why Yirah is Toiv, because Toiv is also this idea of stability and endurance. V'ha'ikar sheboy, then yikar, why is it the essence? Ki, the pasuk in Ekev, ma'ashem elekech shelem imach, ki im le'ir'ah. And Chazal make the famous drosha. Ikar Torah hi ayir'ah. That's the essence of Torah. V'ikar chayav bo'ilam hu she'yirei Elokim. That's the essence of the person's task in love, to be yirei Elokim. Finally, the end of Rabbi Yonah's words, ha'to'eles v'yakar, that's that which is beneficial and precious, asher ba'adam yatira. Hi ha'to'eles shemevi l'chol olam kulo, it's the benefit it brings to the entire world, ki, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, im lo'i b'risi yomam bo'layla, if not from a covenant, Chazal tell us that's learning Torah, chukei shamay ba'oetz lo'i samti, v'ha'imer, as Chazal say, mai ahanei lon rabbanan v'apikoros, Chazal define apikoros as one who questions the benefit that the Chachamim bring to the world. The person does not recognize the benefit that the Torah brings to the existence of the world in general. The whole Bria depends on Klal Yisrael involving itself in Torah. Ad shebenefesh ha'chaim hu mevaer, Rav Chaim Voloshin explains it, ki im chas v'chalila, rega echad yasok shim yudi b'Torah, yo olam kuloi ki ayin. If there would be a moment without involvement in Torah anywhere in the world would revert to nothing. Kasha zoi ha'to'eles asher ba'adam, shi yasok b'Torah. Seeing that that's the benefit in a person, to be involved in Torah, higam ha'yakar ha'shevo, that's also what's precious in him, shu ha'pe'er v'ha'adar, sh'adam izgale b'chol shiukum ha'se. That's, it's a splendor that the person is revealed in his full stature. Ketira megadelis umromemes esu al kol ha'masim. This is a paraphrase of the brass in Pekei Avos, Perek Vav. The Torah exalts him, it elevates him. Bikanesenu layom ha'kadosh. Yom ha'kippurim, nedam me'ata. So as we enter the holy day of Yom ha'kippurim, we should know, ma'u techen ha'teshuvah shelanu. What is the content of teshuvah? Lechadesh bekirbenu ha'akara v'chizuk l'maseh. To renew within ourselves, first the recognition, and then strong commitment. Ki kol ikar chayenu yatira avida v'ira. That the essence of our lives is tira avida v'ira. Vel shleisha ele alin lashu b'chol ibenu b'yom hakadosh. And it is to these three that we have to return with all our hearts on the holy day. Ad kan Yom Kippurim.